from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Steelers-Falcons just got a little trickier, Doran.
Oh, yeah?
I think. Matthew Judon traded from the New England Patriots to the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons give up a 2025 third-round draft pick. So they're taking on the Steelers, obviously, in game number one of the regular season. Now, last year, Judon only played in four games. He had four sacks in those four games. So it's not like he can't play. Year before that, 15.5 sacks, 12.5 sacks. He's rushed off the left side the last couple of years. Now, before that, he rushed off the right side, so I guess he could do one or the other. But if he's coming off the left and Troy Faltanu is the starting right tackle, you got yourself your hands full in game number one, do you not?
Yes, you do.
And I wonder, based on what happened last year, where it was Bosa, and then it was, what, who, Max Crosby?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a, and then Miles Garrett. And they really slow played Broderick Jones, and that was one of the talking points because of that three-headed monster you'd be taking on going into the season. I wonder, I know Dulac says they want him to start. They've been practicing with Broderick at right and with Dan Moore at left. I wonder if this makes it unlikely that in game one that you rush to have Faltanu be the starting right tackle.
Yeah, probably not.
You don't think it changes it?
I think that Faltanu coming off the injury, I don't know, one, if he's going to be ready for game one. And two, now I'm in agreement with you that it probably will be Broderick Jones, regardless if he's ready or not, at right tackle and Dan Moore Jr. at left. Knowing that you have to go against this, you know, with Matthew Judon now in Atlanta.
Yeah, with the past being, you know, instructional here, I think that you might Just give him a little extra week.
Yeah.
Easy for me to say.
Yeah.
Just give him a little extra week. And if not, well, then it's baptism by fire.
Right.
And we saw him in the first preseason game, and he's going up against a couple of really good pass rushers there. Danielle Hunter, who is one of the best in the NFL, and he gives up two sacks. And Kyle Williams, the other guy, who has 70 career sacks. It's going to be a learning experience. They're going to give up sacks either way this year, though. Let's just call that like it is. Because you got Russ Wilson, you got Justin Fields. And both guys are the most sacked quarterbacks in the last few years in the NFL. They like to hold the ball. You got play action routes. They're going to be, it takes some time to develop. So, I don't know. If Faltanu's ready, I think I would play him. Because you got to learn. I would have played Broderick last year. You got to learn. I don't think that they will. And I think that if they had any thoughts about it being Faltanu, come back from injury, right away you're our right tackle. Just let it brew
a little bit.
Give you a little pause. Give you a little pause. And according to reports now, the Atlanta Falcons have locked Matthew Judon up for a longer-term deal, but that doesn't really matter that much. Not for our purposes. We keep getting a lot of texts on this. What's the latest on Ayuk? What's going on with Brandon Ayuk? And then we got a bunch of text on this. Adam Schefter's in Pittsburgh, Doran.
Mm.
What does that mean, guys? Adam Schefter's in Pittsburgh. Does that mean a Brandon Ayuk deal is close to being consummated? No, he's probably just doing a little tour.
Yeah, he's not an agent.
He's not going to be in there with Omar Khan right. and Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney II. Like, if this trade happens, or let's just say either way, either he winds up staying with the 49ers or he gets traded to Pittsburgh. Schefter has been quiet on this.
He has been lately.
Which I, couple things here. One, Schefter might be the first guy to report it either way. He didn't have to be in Pittsburgh to do that.
No.
Because a lot of that stuff comes from the league and the commissioner's office, and it goes immediately out, and then it's the fastest insider to push that out, right? Him being quiet has me questioning this, though. That's the Schefter angle to me. Schefter is, I think, the best, and he's been out at this forever. And that's to say that, hey, Ian Rappaport's good, Mike Garofalo's good, Mike Florio's good, all these insiders are good. I wonder if he thinks games are being played with the media and he's not getting caught up in the games.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
Probably.
So it kind of by him sitting it out, it makes me question some of the validity of the other reports.
Mm-hmm.
He got screwed once where he reported that the Steelers were out and then 30 minutes later had to say that the Steelers were in. I think he thinks guys are getting played out there and he doesn't want to get played.
Nope.
Which makes me think that some of this information might be hyperbolic that's out there right now.
I mean, it does come down to, as well, like, I mean, whenever situations keep going back and forth like this, it's just like, all right, like, I'm going to report it whenever it's done. Like, there's no reason yeah. even to get in the nitty-gritty of it, because it's just, it's such a back and forth that once that button is pressed, the send button is pressed, then I'll report it. Like, I mean, because it won't matter what all went down before. It'll just be a contract. It'll be a trade. I'll say he was traded, and I'll say what the contract is, and I'll say the team. Like, I am not doing this back and forth. Whenever it's done, it's done. And I don't know when that's going to happen, but whenever I will get word probably first that it'll go down, and then I'll just put it out.
I'm just going to wait it out.
Like,
oh, look, text. Oh, league office. Oh, Brandon Ayuk traded to Pittsburgh.
All right, here we
go. Tweet.
Bang. That's it.
Oh, it's done. Okay, tweet.
Yep.
Okay, tweet.
No reason to sit there and guess what's happening.
Not after that first time. He ain't letting that happen to him again. Do you think Shefty's the best?
Yes.
I do, too.
Yes. He's the most tapped, and he's the most, I guess, not knowledgeable, but he's the most respected, I think, out of people.
I think so. And not that
the other guys are, yeah. but like he's the top dog.
Yeah, he's the top dog. And not for nothing, I think he's the best on TV, too. I think he packages it well. I think he's really, really good at television. And just let Jeremy Fowler report all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Fowler, what are you hearing on Ayuk? Okay, why don't you go ahead? Why don't you go on SportsCenter? You can talk out your backside. I'll just sit here. I'll report the trade when it gets done.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.